Dr. Schneid dictating a pre-imposed Brockettelius Ferrantia in Sylvia Howland. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 5/6/26, Mrs. Howland performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/24/26, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with adabronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 5/6/26, Mr. Patterson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/14/26, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Veronica Deegan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 5/6/26, Mrs. Deegan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction, period. Air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airway obstruction, period, compared to a prior study dated 1/13/26. There's been some deterioration in lung function, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing some progression. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lynette Watson. This goes to Emily Rhodes, R-H-O-A-D-E-S, P-A, on 5/6/26. Mrs. Watson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. With a moderate impairment in flow rates, period, there was an insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/5/26, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bernard McGonigal, M-C, capital G-O-N-A-G-L-E. This goes to Dr. McNitt. On 5/6/26, Mr. McGonigal performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/3/26, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic, with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carla Bellamy. This goes to Dr. Patel. On 5/6/26, Mrs. Bellamy performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.